per game. Colton Kneiper is a 5'10 junior at over 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Ronnie Baker is a 6'3 sophomore at over 8 points and 5 rebounds a game. Eli Dean, a 5'10 junior, 7-4. And Aiden Graves, a 5'10 junior, at 5 points and 4 rebounds per game. So again, for Matt Simmons and the cause, it is Reed, Kneiper, Baker, Dean, and Graves. Road black uniforms with red trim for Jefferson West. The home white uniforms for Perry LeCompton. With the blue numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in black. Well, Trenton, again, we saw this Perry LeCompton team last year make a run to the state tournament. They were one and done, though. They lost to Southeast of Saline in the first round, but they went 19-5. They finished runner-up in Big 7 league play. They won their sub-state, got out to Hutchinson, but obviously they couldn't get past the first round, but they lost a ton of senior talent from that really good team last year that won 19 games. A lot of these kids in the starting lineup tonight really getting their first taste of the varsity level against a Jeff West team that's off to 2-0. Are off to a 2-0 start in Big 7 league play that essentially brought back their entire starting five.
Yeah, Eli Dean was the fifth starter on that team as a sophomore last year. He's the only returning starter. And then Aiden Graves and Tyler Reed are the only two that saw some kind of minutes. But like you said, Jeff West brings everyone back. You don't think this game means something to them? They got blown out 3 times by this team last year. This team ended their season in the first round of sub-state. You don't think this game means something to them, especially when they're going to the Big Dogs to Beth on Friday? They're going to go 3-0 before they take on the Big Dog. Perry LeCompton trying to get their feet wet this year in Big 7 play.
Here we go. Boys game underway from right to left. Perry LeCompton, the opening possession of tonight's game. Eli Dean goes right. Here's Reed on the wing. Tyler Reed, a 6'1 senior. He had 17 in their lone win against Paola last week in that tournament. And there's a deflected pass out of bounds. It was Baker who was tied up in the corner. So Jeff West nearly forcing a turnover. But Perry LeCompton has it. As we're 20 seconds in, no score. Here is Colton Kneiper. Gets it off into the corner here with Eli Dean. They dump it down inside. Baker up and in for two. And Ronnie Baker, the sophomore, good size at 6'3", giving the cause an early 2-0 advantage.
Yeah, they were trying to trap in the corner. They got Kyle Obit scrambling. Baker was left on her knees, so they just couldn't rotate fast enough. And good start for Perry.
Here is Galley. First possession here for Jefferson West. They got back-to-back wins over Royal Valley and Riverside. A 2-1 start for head coach Joe Smith and the Tigers. Man-to-man defense here by Perry LeCompton and coming away with a turnover as Jeff West throws it away. Layup by Reed in transition. Good off the window. 2 for Tyler Reed and the cause 4. Jeff West nothing.
And that's similar to what we saw in the girls' game. Perry's poking at the ball. And you got to be strong if you're Jeff West. Can't let it get taken away from you. That's how it leads to run-out layups.
Top of the key, left side on the wing, it's Connor Rich. Does a little bit of everything for head coach Joe Smith. Left side it goes to Gage Galley, who's playing like one of the top forwards in the Big 7 here at nearly 16-10 per game. Here's Cooper Watkins, gets into the paint, hop steps, nearly had it knocked away from him, but gets it back out to Galley. Puts it on the dribble on Reed. Now Reed knocks it away, and it's going to be another steal. Second turnover for Jeff West, 2-on-1 break. Layup, no! But a foul's going to be called, a hard foul on Tucker Holthouse. That'll be his first, and free throws coming up here for Perry LeCompton's Colton Kneiper.
Yeah, but you can't like that start for head coach Joe Smith. You turn the ball over twice after you allow an opening layup on your first defense possession, 2 runouts. That time, you kind of get back for Holthouse, a hard foul, but a clean foul going for the block. And they're in a 5-0 hole early in your first road test on the year.
Kneiper hits the first, just 40% through the first 3 games. As a team, Perry is 54% at the line. And Kneiper missing the second, and it's batted out of bounds by Ronnie Baker. So a 1-for-2 trip for Perry LeCompton. Jeff West will get it back, but down, as you mentioned, Trenton in the hole, 5-0 at just over 90 seconds into the game. This will be the third possession on offense for Jeff West, their first 2, resulting in turnovers and runouts. Hard man-to-man defense here by Matt Simmons. He's loving what he's seen from his team on the defensive end. Galley, difficult fader. It's an air ball, but an offensive rebound. Keeping it alive is Jason Payne, the sophomore. And a foul against Perry LeCompton as they get Ronnie Baker with the first foul for Perry.
Yeah, and Jeff West definitely has a size advantage. And Perry's manning up right now. They're doing a great job pressing, but if you're guys like Gage Galley or Cooper Watkins, you need to get down low.
There's another turnover.
Yeah. I was going to say, you need to get down low and post up and use your side. But Eli Dean just outruns everyone down the floor, man. He's so fast.
And another foul in transition, and now this time it's going to be Eli Dean to shoot two. So three possessions and three turnovers here for Jefferson West. And a 5-0 start for the cause, and trying to add to it is Eli Dean, the lone returning starter from last year's team that won 19 games and went to the state tournament. But he's strong on the first free throw, no good, and we get a quick timeout from head coach Joe Smith.
Yeah, 2 minutes in the game, I think there's a good timeout. Try and rewrite the ship here a little bit with your team. I think they've gotten a little bit out of their comfort zone on their first free road test and struggling to hold on and possess the ball.
Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, our timeout sponsor. When it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, Brandon Tabman, Trenton Craxner, and Chance Link with you. If you missed it earlier, the Prairie LeCompton girls won the first game tonight over Jeff West, 44-36. Some other girls' finals in the Big 7 tonight. Nemaha Central defeating Hiawatha 48-28. The other matchups were Holton and Royal Valley, Sabetha and Riverside. A good one in the TBL, Valley Heights girls defeating Frankfort 44-41. Also, Axtell a win at Pike Valley, non-league play there 50-33. Our score updates always brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. So Dean, after the timeout, he goes 1-for-2. And a 6-0 start here for Perry LeCompton at home against Jefferson West, 2 minutes into the game. See if the Tigers can get at least a shot attempt here on this possession. Galley has it in the corner. Tough man-to-man defense. Cause being real physical around the perimeter.
And with Galley post up, Tyler Reed's doing a great job being physical down low with him, despite giving up a couple inches.
Here is Holthaus back to Galley. Hop steps in the lane. A lot of contact, no call. Rejected and a rebound for Eli Dean. It's a 3-on-3 break. Dean all the way, coast to coast, and a blocking foul. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, and Kneiper was there to take the charge, and you could call it a blocker charge there, but the big man for Perry, Ronnie Baker, came over and made an athletic block, and Dean right back to the free throw line, because Perry's so fast, they don't have necessarily the talent that they did last year, but they're getting out and running in transition, using their speed, and either getting some layups or some free throws.
And Dean knocks in the first. He's got two. He's 2-for-3 at the line. 7-0 the cause out this early lead at 5:26 to go. You mentioned this is a much smaller team that, you know, this year compared to what Perry had last year with their starting five, but, boy, they are just active defensively. Dean goes 1-for-2 there, 7-0 our score. Cause in front, not quite 3 minutes in. And finally a shot attempt here from the left corner. It's no good, and Dean another rebound here for the cause. He'll push the tempo down the middle of the floor from right to left. Hands it off to Baker at the top of the key. Goes between the legs, left side to Reed. Reed takes it in the paint, a lot of contact, no, and a rebound for Jeff West, and then ripped away, and Kneiper steals it and puts it up and in for two. 9-0, Perry LeCompton out to this lead.
And it's just a matter of being strong with the basketball again. That's how Perry's taking the ball away a couple of times from Jeff West on the offensive side.
Here's Rich, left side on the wing, back up top to Gage Galley. Galley putting it on the dribble, gets to the elbow, back to the bucket. Now Holthaus, a good look from three, halfway down, no, but an offensive rebound, battling inside, and then a whistle and a foul. And a good job there by Cooper Watkins to keep the possession alive. And just desperately right now, Jeff West needing to find some points, down 9-0. We'll get a sub into the game. Zach Esman, a senior off the bench here for Matt Simmons & Co., and replacing Aiden Graves, the 5'10 junior. 4:29 to go, opening quarter. 9-0, Perry LeCompton. As Rich to throw it in here for the Tigers, dumps it into the corner with Watkins, and gets it back up top to Galley. And back to the left wing with Watkins, who hands it off to Rich right there. Brings it back to the near side with Galley on the wing. Thought about a three, good touch pass. Right side, Holthaus again, not there on a triple. And a rebound to the backside by Colton Kneiper. And the cause continue to have a nice advantage here on both ends of the floor.
And Holthaus has three open looks from three. None of them got to fall yet. And Ashman took a quick shot. I think Galley might have got a piece of that and then went off Perry on the rebound. So good hustle by Galley. But halfway through the first quarter, no rhythm yet for Jeff West on the offensive side. They got to do something about this active and physical defense that Perry's playing right now.
Just staying man-to-man, the cause are right now. It's been working perfection-wise here, and a near steal at the top of the key, but Holthaus, a touch pass to Rich. Rich has it on the left wing, works it back to the top of the key, now to the free throw line. Now Galley on the wing, spins towards the block, back to the bucket, gets in the paint, forcing a shot, and is going to draw the foul. And finally, Gage Galley's going to work himself to the free throw line for two to get the Tigers' goose egg off the board.
And Tyler Root has been very physical with him and body him up. That's his second foul, so that's going to be interesting to see who's going to guard the big man Galley now and try and pound with him down low.
Tyler Reed had 17 in their opener in that win against Paola last week. And the first free throw no good by Galley. This is a Jeff West team that is averaging 51 points per game coming in. And we do get a couple of subs in as Kyle Herman's a junior checking in. Also, Caleb Morse is into the game as well. Here is a second free throw up and good. And finally, Gage Galley getting Jeff West on the board. He goes 1-for-2 at the line. It's 9-1, Perry LeCompton. 3.5 minutes to go in this opening frame. Now the Tigers pulling out some man-to-man aggressive defense here, and they come away with a turnover, and then on the base, or I should say on the sideline, it was Watkins who got the steal, but then stepped out of bounds, and Perry will keep it.
And they tried that on the opening possession, but Perry worked it around, found a layup because they were still scrambling, but that time they did a better job covering. But unfortunately, when they caught it, they were out of bounds.
At the top of the key, it's Ronnie Baker, who scored the first bucket of the game. Here is Eli Dean, works it right side, hands it off to Zach Etzman, and now he throws it away, and a steal for Jeff West. Turnover by Perry LeCompton. Here's a three-on-three break as Rich drives in, and it's blocked by Baker. And it's Kniper with the rebound. He throws a deep ball up the floor. Eli Dean, left-handed layup. No, he missed it. And a rebound for Cooper Watkins. Missed opportunity there for the cause. Rich trying to dump one inside. Too much. Looking for Galley, and it's taken away by Kniper. Four turnovers here by Jeff West. Layup missed. Wide open. It was Baker, and then he's going to be called for the foul. That's as frustration of a foul as you can get.
Yeah, that's his second. And him and Dean have both missed. I noticed they're offhand going to the left, but that one was not as contested as the one that Dean took. But, I mean, you could be up 13-1 right now, so.
We'll see Cooper Trendle into the game, a 6'2 junior here for Perry LeCompton at 2:35, clock moving first quarter. Cause with a 9-1 lead here against Jefferson West. You mentioned right before we started, Perry LeCompton won all three meetings against the Tigers last year. Of course, the two in the regular season and the opening round of Substate. Another good defensive effort, this time by Graves. Picks the pocket, layup, no, but a foul. Picks the pocket of Kyle Herman, who turns it over. And two free throws again coming up here for Perry LeCompton. This time it'll be Aiden Graves at the line.
And we've got the four fouls for each team. Perry has two guys with two, and then four different guys for Jeff West. It's a little bit more spread out, but Perry
hurting themselves here, missing some free throws. Again, you mentioned this could be a 13-14-1 kind of score, but it's still 9-1.
3 of 7 as a team from the line right now, and they've missed a couple of layups. I mean, or three
and
of eight.
Missed them both.
Yeah, you could be out very easily around 20-1 right now. You know, a couple of layups makes your free throws because you've been dominating. Just doesn't show as much on the scoreboard yet. Can Perry Jeff West do something about it? Excuse me.
They go inside to Caleb Morris, and finally the first field goal is Caleb Morris off the bench, and it's 9-3. Finally a chance for the Tigers to get back. Trendle inside, a difficult finish for two.
That's a good find by Dean on the backdoor cut. Find a nice window to pass that in. Like I said, the only returning starter and the point guard on the state team last year, even got matched as a true freshman.
11-3, Perry LeCompton under 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Wide open is Morse inside, and that's an easy two. Back-to-back buckets for Caleb Morse. Another good feed, and it's 11-5. And now a timeout for Perry LeCompton. As Matt Simmons upset, and he'll take a 30. So a good job here by Jeff West coming back, and Caleb Morse off the bench for the 5. And 11-6, Perry LeCompton, as both teams ramping it up on the offensive end. As we take a look, both of these teams will have just two more games after tonight before the holiday break. Perry LeCompton back at home Friday. They'll get Nemaha Central. And then a week from tonight, next Tuesday, Perry will go on the road to Royal Valley and then hit the holiday break. Jeff West will be at Sabetha on Friday. That'll also be a broadcast you can catch on KNZA as well as the Sabetha channel. And then a week from tonight, Jeff West will close out the 23 portion of the schedule on their home floor against Holton. But Jeff West off to a 2-1 start. They're 2-0 in league play. Back-to-back wins over Royal Valley, and then most recently Friday against Riverside. That final was 38-30. But the Cause played, of course, a difficult preseason tournament at Paola. They beat Paola in the opener, but then back-to-back losses to Fort Scott in overtime, 38-36, and then a Wellsville team that's ranked in 3A. Cause had no shot there at 71-43.
And Wellsville was a state team last year also at 3A, so that Paola tournament's a good tournament, but a turnover here.
Terry LeCompton, a turnover out of the timeout. That's going to be a foul in transition from behind. They'll get Trindle with his first. And that'll bring up Ronnie Baker back to the scorer's table. 1:23 left in the quarter. Jeff West with the ball. Their side of the floor, trailing by 6, 11-5.
And that should be free throws for Kyle Herman, I believe, who's dribbling that one up the court. That's the 15th foul.
Both teams will be in the bonus. The final 1:23 here, and you're right, that is the junior, Kyle Herman, who's going to shoot two. Looking for his first points of the season. And the first is good. His first tally in the book makes it 11-6. So after a 9-1 start for Perry LeCompton, Tigers get back-to-back free throws here by Herman, and all of a sudden 11-7, Tigers right back in it, down 4 with 1:20 to go.
And that free throw by Galley really got, I think, took some pressure off of them because they couldn't seem to get the ball into the hoop.
Perry nearly turning it over right there, but saving it back into Graves, who has it at the top of the key. Now the Tigers ramping it up man-to-man here. Baker in the paint, floater blocked. It was deflected inside by Galley. And then thrown away as a steal by Eli Dean. They get it up the floor. Layup good. Colton Kneiper with 5, and that's a big swing there. 13-7 at 45 seconds to go.
And you've already turned it over 7 times if you're Jeff West. Not a good number.
Galley missing a right corner 3, and then it was, I think, rebounded there by Baker, who then just threw it to Jeff West, and free throws coming up here for Cooper Watkins.
Yeah, he probably got fouled on that rebound, but he threw it away and then picked up his third foul in the process.
That is tough. Ronnie Baker, a big key as a sophomore. He's got 3 fouls here in the first quarter. As the first free throw is good by Watkins, his first point tonight. Makes it 13-8, but that's a big loss here. 6'3 sophomore Ronnie Baker, who's averaging over 8 points and 5 rebounds a game so far. And he's already got 3 fouls. Second, no, and a rebound for Galley. 35 seconds to go, so Jeff West going 1-for-2 there, but they get the ball back down 13-8.
You definitely want to take the final shot here and try and get to a two or three-point game. Considering how rough you played this first quarter, you take that as a win.
Here's Rich in the corner, back up top to Galley, works it right, hands it off on the wing. Now Rich in the paint, kicks it left. Here's a 3 by Watkins, high off the heel. Galley, though, an offensive rebound with 9 seconds to go. Here's Rich, another opportunity here, 5 seconds to go. Galley has it thrown off the rim, and then Morse is tied up underneath with 2 seconds to go. And Jeff West will keep the possession here. They got 1.8 exactly.
Yeah, so you get bailed out because you're overhead, pass cross court hit the rim, but now you lose possession to start the second quarter.
And now tipped at midcourt, and that's going to take us to the end of the quarter. Jeff West had an opportunity. They were down 9-1 to start the game, but they fight back, and the Cause have a 13-8 lead at the end of the first quarter. We'll step aside for a timeout. You're listening to Big 7 Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate. Although home values and interest rates have increased, there is still buyer demand. Life circumstances change and people still need to buy and sell property. As interest rates have increased from historical lows, the current rate reflects nearly the 30-year average of 7.74%. Being prepared to know your buying power will help you move quickly. Consult with a realtor at Kellerman Real Estate to consider if now is a good time to buy or sell. At Kellerman Real Estate, we live, work, and play today where you do.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
KNZA.
13-8, Perry LeCompton after 8 minutes of play. Big 7 basketball here on KNZA. Cause with the first possession of quarter number 2. Brandon Trenton and Chance all with you here tonight. Perry LeCompton girls winning in the first game, so the Cause looking for a sweep here in Big 7 league play at home tonight. But they got a 5-point lead as we start the second quarter. Cause with it. Here's Espen, top of the key. Left side pass to Graves. Right side now to Dean on the wing. Gets it back to Graves in the corner. Inside to Dean again. Nice little give and go, but a foul on Jeff West.
Yeah, it's not hurting Jeff West yet. They have 5 different guys with 1 foul. So, but it's going to start hurting him eventually because it's so spread out. Because it's been a physical game. It was physical in the girls' game. And all I can say, that's just Big 7 basketball. It's physical all the way around.
Galley picked up his first foul. Here's an entry pass and a drive and shot. No. Rebound for Galley. Here's Jeff West trying to push the tempo. Holthaus, top of the key. Long pass into the corner with Watkins. Not about driving. Cut off there. Good defense by Graves. Now back into the corner. Watkins a triple in and out. And a rebound for Trindle and Perry LeCompton. 13-8 our score. 45 seconds into this second. Dean driving. Kicking. Nearly had it taken away. Now Graves, a right wing triple. Left it short. And a rebound on the perimeter here for Cooper Watkins and Jeff West. A minute into the second quarter. Jeff West inside, Morris wide open, and it's knocked away in a steal by Trindle. Turnover by Jeff West.
Now it was good, real good hands by Colin Kneiper to knock that away as he was going up.
Here's Graves, top of the key, Trindle, good extra pass. Now Dean driving, floater, he left it short, fighting for his own rebound, and it's tipped into the hands of Holthaus. Gets it up the floor. Here's Morris. Nice little stop, and he missed the layup. A wide open bunny, and then had a second chance, and he's going to get a foul, and he's going to get bailed out, but he had a wide open layup. Then Caleb Morris, fortunate to get his own rebound, and then fouled on the second chance.
It looked like very easily could have been a tie-up, and it would have stayed with Jeff West anyway, but
they get Esmond with his first.
Yeah, they whistle Esmond, so Morris made a nice move and smoked the layup. Now he's make up for it at the free throw line. He got the first one.
First free throw good for the senior, Caleb Morse, who's got 5 to lead Jeff West here. Jason Payne back into the game. Holthaus gets a seat. 6:36 to go until halftime. 13-9 as Morse's second. 2 swishes. 2-for-2 trip. He's got 6. And it's 13-10. Cause jumps out to a 9-1 lead, but the Tigers back to within a triple.
Yeah, it's all because Caleb Morris kind of ignited him off the bench, the senior.
Well, the Tigers now go zone here on this possession. Reed splitting a couple defenders, takes it all the way, lays it in with the left hand. Tyler Reed now with 4.
Yeah, and it looks so smooth because he's the southpaw coming from the left side there.
Now a 3 on the other end is short. Rebound for Perry LeCompton. They lead it 15-10 at 2 minutes into this second quarter. See Jeff West dropping back into that zone defense again.
Dean and Baker on the bench right now. Your second and third leading scorer. Do you play through Tyler Reed or do you find someone else to get some buckets here?
Here's Reed, left side in the corner, goes baseline, rips a pass to the top of the key. Now Kneiper in the corner, back to Reed there. Up top it goes to Graves, splitting 2 in the paint, lost it out of bounds, and it stays here with the Cause. Well, you mentioned Baker, 3 fouls in the first quarter. Not even sure if we'll see Ronnie Baker here for Perry LeCompton in the second. Again, with 3 fouls, it'll be interesting to see how Simmons handles that. Here's a 3. Left corner is nothing but net for Zach Espen. Espen knocks in a triple, makes it 18-10. A little 5-0 spurt here by the Cause, their largest lead here in the first half. Looks like they drop back into a zone defense as well. Here's Galley, right wing, steps in, a little floater, left it short, rebound Trindle and Perry LeCompton.
And Trindle had a good contest there, and they turned the rebound, so some good minutes by your backup big man.
Cause in the front court here with an 18-10 lead, coming up on 3 minutes into this second. Both teams playing a little bit of zone here both ways. in the second quarter as Perry LeCompton turns it over. Here's a three-on-one break, and then Galley rejected from behind. Way upset. It looked like a good defensive play by Esmond, but it looked like he got a lot of arm there by Galley. They don't call the foul, but Jeff West keeps the possession. And Holthaus checks back in. He'll throw it in. 3 minutes in, five to go, quarter two, 18-10. Jeff West trailing with the ball. They bounce it inside, layup no, tipped around a little bit. Morse trying to fight for it, saves it, but saved it into the wrong team. Taken away by Kniper. Here's Tyler Reed, dumps it off to Eli Dean. Trendle tries and delivers a triple. How about Cooper Trendle, the junior off the bench with five. He had not scored in any of the two games he saw last week. And he's given the cause a spark now, an 11-point advantage at 21-10. An 8-0 run right now for the cause.
And why not? You know, when you're feeling it, you're playing well, you have that confidence to step in and take that shot in transition, and he buried it. I'd say he's provided some real good minutes with Baker probably on the bench halfway through the third quarter with those three fouls.
Morse will try to answer. He can on a three from the left wing, tipped around, but offensive rebound is stuck up and missed by Payne. And then the cause get that miss. Payne wish probably wanted that one back. Now Reed tries a three. That missed everything but backboard. And Caleb Morse, the miss there. And rebound for Jeff West. Now halfway into this second quarter, it's an 11-point lead, and there's Jeff West throwing it away again.
Yeah, but who's there? Trendle works around, does his work early, and gets a steal.
Trendle again, the heat check from the top of the key. It's not there. Quick one and there, and Matt Simmons, head coach of the cause, did not like that possession, and now Joe Smith wants a timeout. As we're back and forth with quick pace, but the cause have a 21-10 lead.
I think Coach Smith is still upset about the Galley. He got a full timeout, and he's still letting that official down there hear it about that transition one where Galley got blocked from behind.
Yeah, Joe Smith, and rightfully so. It was definitely probably a foul. Got a lot of arm there. But nonetheless, that timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 13-8, Perry LeCompton led this thing after the first quarter. They jumped out to a 9-1 lead. Jeff West came back. It was 13-10 at one point. Now the cause here in the second quarter on an 8-0 run, and they have an 11-point lead.
Yeah, Caleb Morris provided that spark, and they got, and like you said, they got it back within three, but then Perry got back to what they were doing. They ramped it up defensively, hit a couple threes. I think what started is they got a good give-and-go bucket from Dean to, I think it was Tyler Reed, maybe, or Trendle underneath on a nice give and go from your point guard to your big man. He scored underneath. That kind of ignited, and then Trendle and Esmond knocked down some threes, and they've ramped the defensive pressure back up, and Jeff West has forced some turnovers. Might have got away with a transition. I don't know, but Kniper hustles down the floor, you know. He makes a hustle play, and can't fault him for that. Ref makes a judgment call, but hey, if you're Jeff West, you've turned the ball over nine times. You missed some layups. You've had some open looks. You got to turn somewhere else because you only put up 10 points in almost 12 minutes of game time.
Well, the final 3:40 out of the timeout. Can Jeff West cut into this 11-point deficit? They have the ball. Here's Morse, left side on the wing, and had it knocked away in a near steal. Good defense again by Perry's Colton Kniper. And Jeff West will throw it in the far corner as Holthaus will throw it in.
And just like right there. I mean, just a simple dribble, and Kniper's active with his hands.
Go inside to Morse. Nice give and go. Reverse layup with a little English. How about Payne making up for that last miss underneath? And he's got his first bucket. That stops the 8-0 run. It's 21-12.
It's like a little 3-2 here.
They got Payne up top. They bounce it inside. Trendle, good kick. Here's Dean. Now Graves. Left side in the corner. Kniper, a triple. Front rim, no. And a rebound for Jeff West. Pulled in by Holthaus. Can they cut in a little bit closer here? Nice pass. Galley in the right corner. He'll fire. Left a three short. And Trendle fighting for the rebound. And now Graves coming away with it. And then a couple of bodies hit the floor. Good sportsmanship there by Graves. Helping up Payne, who went for the steal. And the foul again on Payne. That's his second foul.
That's just a tough night for your leading scorer and rebounder in Gage Galley. He only has 1 point. He's 1-2 from the free throw line. He's had a number of looks. Hasn't got anything to fall yet, and that's kind of faltered them on the scoreboard so far. So your leading scorer hasn't hit a shot so far.
Dean, nice his way in the lane. Good kick. Esmond a triple. This one a little bit strong, fighting for the rebound. And it top wiring above the backboard, so it will go back to Jeff West on that miss. 21-12, Jefferson West trailing by 9 here at Perry Lee Compton with the ball, 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Cause jumped out to a 9-1 lead. Jeff West got it back to within 13-10 early in this quarter, but then an 8-0 run by Perry Lee Compton. They had built a nice little lead, but right now 21-12 is that lead. And now another turnover here. It's thrown away. Cutting in was Morse. And I think Galley thought he was going to jump back out to the top of the key, and it was just thrown out of bounds. Just like the Jeff West girls, turnovers really cost them, and now 10 here in the first half against the Tigers. Trail by 9 with just over 2 minutes to go in this first half, and they nearly come away with a steal. And fighting for it is Kniper to somehow keep it alive. Now a little shot in the lane is no good. A miss by Esmond. And now the Tigers trying to get into the front court quickly. Holthaus, the lefty for 3, and it's nothing but net. How big was that shot for Tucker Holthaus?
He's taken a number of them and hadn't got one to fall. Everyone's been an open look, and he finally got one to go down.
21-15. It's now a 6-point game at 1:40 to go in the half. And the corner with Esmond. Works it back to the wing. Now gets a high ball screen around the perimeter. Trindle has it right wing. Up top it goes. Kniper. Now Dean on the left wing. Puts it on the dribble once. Picks it up there. Now Kniper top of the key. Works in the paint. Takes it all the way. Shot no. Rebound for Jeff West. Caleb Morse with that rebound for Jefferson West. And they're down 6 and a chance to cut in a little bit more with a minute 15 to go. Here's Galley bumped on the wing and he is fouled. They'll get Dean with this one. And just the second foul in the quarter against the Cause. So Holthaus will throw it in near sideline. 21-15. Jeff West trailing here by 6 with the ball as we're coming up on the final minutes of this first half. Cause back to his own defense, 2-3. Knifing in the lane is Rich. Throws up a wild shot with a lot of contact. No good. It hit all backboard and a rebound. Trendle in a timeout for Matt Simmons.
That was good defense by Trendle because there was a lot of contact, but he went vertical, and you're allowed to do that, and made it a tough play, and you grab the rebound. See if Perry plays for the final shot as they use a full timeout with 55 seconds to go. Maybe they'll be comfortable taking a 6-point lead and a half at the worst.
55 seconds to go in the first half. 21-15. The Perry Lee Compton lead is 6. We'll step aside back at 30 here on KMZA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan. Townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton for a free insurance review.
Kansaland Radio.
55 seconds to go in this first half. Perry Lee Compton out of the timeout, leading Jeff West 21-15. You missed it earlier tonight. The Perry Lee Compton girls winning the first game over the Tigers, 44-36. They improved to 3-1. The Jeff West boys came into tonight's game here at Perry with a 2-1 record. Perry Lee Compton 1-2. This is their first league contest on the young season. Final 50 seconds here out of the timeout. Cause with the basketball and that 6-point advantage. Trapped in the corner with Kniper, but gets out of there.
I was going to say, right, Rich had to be careful there. He's a little handsy.
Here's Reed knifing in the lane. No, but a foul, yes. And free throws coming up here for Tyler Reed at 34 seconds to go.
I think they're going to get Morse from behind. They did, I was going to say, because it looked... I think that was Galley in front, was vertical, but I think Morse had a little bit of body contact in the back.
Tyler Reed, the 6'1 senior, 10 points and 7 rebounds per game coming in. He's got 4 here in the first half. He's been very good at the line, and right as I say that, announcer Jinx comes into play. He was 80%, but he missed the first one here.
And the 3-9 as a team. Missing a couple open layups. I mean, like I said, this game is a lot closer than it could be if you're Perry.
Second free throw, good for Reed. He goes 1-for-2. He's got 5. It is 22-15. The lead back to 7 for Perry at 34 seconds to go. So if you're Jeff West, you would probably want to play for the final shot here.
Yeah, especially since you can double up because you're supposed to get the first possession of the second half. You don't get a jump ball here. They took Reed out there for Esmond
Well, they try a shot from the free throw line. No good. Missed by Rich, and a rebound for Perry LeCompton. And now the cause with 20 seconds left can play for the final shot.
That's a good shot from 15, but I don't know if they're playing for the final shot there or not. Otherwise, that's a good shot.
Yeah, 10 seconds to go. They dump it inside. Trendle floater. 7 for Trendle. 24-15. 4 seconds here. Rich to the free throw line. Gets to the top of the key. Goes all the way. Throws it up. No good. And that takes us to halftime. Cooper Trendle off the bench in game number 3. Out of 4 for him. 7 first half points. And the lead for Perry LeCompton at 24-15. Here at the break. Our halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Cause 24 and the Tigers 15. And we'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Madison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Madison State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive prices, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Madison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at bsbks.com. Member FDIC.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
KNZA.
Brandon Tamman alongside Trenton Craxner, Chance Link, studio producer here on KNZA, our boys game at the half. Big 7 tilt between Perry LeCompton and Jefferson West, and the cause leading this one 24-15. They jumped out to a 9-1 lead early, led 13-8 after one quarter. And then the cause had an 8-0 run in the middle of that second quarter, but Jeff West chipped away a little bit before a couple of buckets late by the cause, giving them a 9-point first half lead here at 24-15. In our halftime, it's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, Trenton, as we kind of dissect this one a little bit, kind of the early thoughts and takeaways from this first half of play.
Well, I think if you're Jeff West, you should feel fortunate that you're only down 9, but I think you can also feel upset because Perry came out and dominated that first quarter pretty much. It could have been a worse because they missed some layups and free throws. But at the same time, you got to 13-10, and then you lost the rest of the quarter 11-5. So you didn't make up any ground. You actually lost 4 more points. So I think you'd be happy that you're only down 9 for everything that's happened, but frustrated because you're right in it, and then you allowed a big run the last 4 minutes of the game. I mean, your leading scorer, who averages 69, only has 1 point, and honestly, it's very similar to the girls' game for Jeff West. About half of their points coming from the free throw line in the first half, 6 of the 15. On the other side, if you're Perry, I'd be frustrated that you're only up 9. Like I said, you missed 6 free throws, had some layups, and the defensive intensity was great. Just got to have Ronnie Baker and Tyler Reed not foul as much, 2 key players offensively and defensively. Got to lower the physicality just a little bit and play better defense with your feet.
Stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firm Sultan Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, Cause leading 24-15 at the break. Pretty balanced scoring, but the 6'2 junior off the bench, Cooper Trindle, leading the way for the Cause. He's got seven, including a three-pointer. They got 5 points apiece from Colton Kniper and Tyler Reed. They got three from Zach Essman. They got two apiece from Ronnie Baker and Eli Dean. For Jeff West, they got six off the bench from Caleb Morse. They got two from Kyle Herman. Also three from Tucker Holthaus, two as well from Jason Payne, and 1 point apiece from Cooper Watkins and Gage Galley. Tigers had 10 turnovers. They were 6 of 8 at the line. Cause had 4 turnovers. They were 4 out of 10 at the line. Step aside for another 2 minutes. Halftime continuing right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2024, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to give you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get internet packages as low as $20.24 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas. Specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton. Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan at the Farmer State Bank in Holton. Finding the perfect gift that is both meaningful and long-lasting is seemingly hard these days. Opening a CD or savings account for the children in your life is a way to meet those goals. We have CD options with competitive rates and savings accounts that can be added to for all occasions. Anything you're dreaming about, start saving now at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
Member FDIC. The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Boys score at the half. Prairie LeCompton leading Jeff West at home, 24-15. Getting you caught up on some boys scores from around the area. We got some boys halftime scores. Or I should say, let's start here. A boys' third quarter score. Frankfort leading Valley Heights 31-23 in TVL play. The Atchison boys leading Ottawa 27-20 at the break. Atchison, number 3 ranked team in Class 4A. The Nemaha Central boys had a 25-20 halftime lead at Hiawatha. A couple of girls' finals as well. Nemaha Central defeating Hiawatha earlier tonight 48-28. And in Northeast Kansas League play, Moorhill Mount Academy girls, 48-24, a victory against Jackson Heights. Our score here at the break, 24-15, Prairie LeCompton leading Jeff West. Our score updates brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. Final 60-second timeout, second half coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your
your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Boys game getting ready to start the second half. Perry LeCompton at home, 24-15 their lead against Jeff West. And we switch sides. Jeff West with the opening possession down 9. Here we go as the second half is underway. 24-15 the score. Perry in front. They go inside quickly. Galley bumped and fouled. He's on the floor. And the call is first team foul here. 13 seconds into this third period.
Important because that's the third on Reed. He's been the main guy that shut down Galley, honestly, matching the physicality inside. And was fronting there, and they kind of bumped him.
So Reed and Baker, both three fouls apiece already. They set it up for a corner three that's halfway down and out, but an offensive rebound kept alive by Holthaus. So here's a second possession here for Jefferson West on their opening possession here of the third quarter. Looks like the cause back into a 2-3 zone defense here. Working the ball is Rich to the right wing. Backs it out, hands it off there to Holthaus. Here's Galley in the paint. Off balance shot, missed everything, and a rebound for Perry LeCompton.
And they got Baker and Reed in there with three fouls, so got to be careful for those two guys. If you're Jeff West, you want to attack.
And it's thrown up and in. Difficult finish for Aiden Graves, who has his first points tonight. And getting back quickly, nice ball fake, layup good in transition. So Payne gets those two right back for Jeff West, and it's 26-17. And the Tigers get stops. A minute into this third period, 26-17. Perry LeCompton by 9 with the ball. They go from left to right here in the second half. The lefty Reed in the corner hits the top of the backboard. He hit the floor. Galley ran into him, but no call, and it's going to be Jefferson West basketball. I feel like a lot of times, Jeff West tonight, they have gotten stops, but they haven't gotten buckets to really creep a lot closer than what they maybe could be.
They haven't compounded it yet, but when they did, they got within three, but then they stopped scoring the basketball, and Perry started scoring again.
Goss staying in his own defense, and Eli Dean comes away with a steal.
Yeah, that was a real athletic play. Nice give up there, but you got to finish.
3-on-1 break and another miss inside. And on a second chance, it was missed by Holthaus, and now Jeff West catching a break there, trying to push the tempo into the front court. And that's going to be a walk and a turnover by Connor Rich. A little frantic there at the top of the key, and the Tigers trying to just maybe push the issue a little bit and giving it right back to Perry with a 9-point lead.
Yeah, so you trade those two buckets and you get two stops, but then you turn it over twice. So like we were just talking about, they haven't been able to inch closer because they haven't compounded the stops and scoring.
And now Perry LeCompton throwing it away. Top of the key, it was Baker looking for Graves. Graves was cutting. And the pass from Baker was not for someone who was cutting. Goes out of bounds and a turnover by the cause.
Yeah, and he's going to go set, not because of those three fouls, but because Coach Simmons is extremely upset with him because they had Dean on a back door they didn't give to him. They threw it out of bounds to a guy that was not open.
26-17, Perry LeCompton, 2-plus minutes into this third quarter. Tigers trailing with the ball. They are 2-0 in league play, but have struggled here tonight on the road. But a lot of time left in this game. Here is Connor Rich with the basketball, hands it off to Watkins on a curl, gets to the top of the key, right to Galley on the wing. Now Holthaus had it knocked away, Galley gets it back, and losing it inside, and Reed a steal. Another turnover by Jeff West. And Perry in transition, giving it right back.
Yeah, Dean just threw that at the feet of Kniper, who had a breakaway layup.
Now Rich, left side on the wing, skips it to Holthaus in the corner, good extra pass, Watkins a triple, left it short. But an offensive rebound for Jason Payne, and now another chance that's short, and another offensive rebound, this time by Watkins to keep it alive. So a third chance here on this possession after a couple of offensive rebounds. 3 minutes in, five to go, third quarter. Here's Holthaus in the paint, backing down, shot good with the left hand, and Tucker Holthaus now with five.
Yeah, went about 2 minutes, about seven chances for Jeff West to dip in the lead, and they finally got one.
And it's within seven at 26-19 at 4:44 to go, clock moving third quarter. Gons with it and the lead. Dean has it, top of the circle, man-to-man here defensively. For Jefferson West, now Graves, ball fakes, and he's called for a travel. Early turnovers here by Perry LeCompton after they did a pretty good job in the first half not turning it over a whole bunch. And now Jeff West will get the ball back, trailing by just seven. 4.5 minutes to go in this third, it's 26-19. A Jeff West team that was averaging over 51 points per game through the first three. They have struggled here tonight, but certainly have a lot of time, and they are right in this game. Here is Watkins, a little pull-up, Jay. That one is a little bit strong. Correction, that was Rich on the miss. And Perry LeCompton gathering that miss, and will push it back the other way. Here's Dean, bouncing it to Graves. Nice cut, layup good over Galley. Good feed by Dean. Graves with a nice finish. He's got four, and it's 28-19.
And they're trying to get a steal and get out as Jeff West. They're playing over-aggressive, and they finally hit on that back door. They're able to throw it, and they netted him 2 points.
Here's Rich picking it up. Now inside to Payne. Little fadeaway, Jay. Graves, Dyer, no, and a rebound for Perry LeCompton.
Now you have a mismatch. You got to go through him if you're Payne.
Here's Graves. Spins in the lane. Off 1 foot. Banks it in. Fading away. Difficult finish for Aiden Graves, who's got six all here in the quarter, and it's 30-19. Lead right back up to 11.
Will and his team here in the second half so far on the offensive end.
Well, first half it was Trendle, and now he gets a steal. They bounce it up the floor to Dean. Layup good, and the foul. And what a run here in the last minute and change, and it's 32-19, and Dean's slow to get up.
That was a real hard foul.
Appears to be okay. The foul is on Tucker Holthaus. That is his second. Caleb Morse is going to check in here for Jeff West, and limping to the free throw line is Eli Dean, who is 2-for-4 at the line and has 4 points tonight.
Yeah, I think Trindle's going to come in for him, but he told Coach, I'm okay to shoot the free throw at least, but I think definitely going to come out if he makes any. He did. So Trindle, who was fantastic in that first half for him, is going to give him at least a momentary breather to get some weight off that ankle.
Well, in the blink of an eye, it was just a 7-point game, and now a 7-0 run by the Cause, and they have ballooned it to 14 with 3-plus minutes to go in this third. Largest lead of the game for the Cause. Morse gets in the lane. They get it back up top to Galley. Now exactly 3 minutes to go. They get it right side. Rich will look, and he airballs a three from the right wing. It goes back to Perry.
And that's what happened in the second quarter, though. They got it to 13-10. They get down to 26-19, then Perry goes on a run, puts it back up to double digits, and Jeff West hasn't had the offensive rhythm at all tonight.
33-19, Perry LeCompton, their largest lead of the game, with the ball under 3 minutes to go. Reed a floater, left it short, and a rebound for Gage Galley. Now numbers here for Jeff West. Can they take advantage? Holthaus, a left corner triple. That is an air ball. Tipped into the hands of Colton Kneiper, launching a pass up the floor to Reed, who lays it in transition. Tyler Reed, 7, 35-19, and a timeout coming up here for the Tigers. It is a 9-0 spurt here by the Cause, and their largest lead of the game at 35-19 at 2:23 to go in this frame. A full timeout will follow suit. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the Cause right now on a 9-0 run here, late third quarter. They have ballooned the lead here against Jeff West to 35-19. Brandon Tabman alongside Trenton Kraxner, Chance Link, our studio producer here on a KNZA. Of course, we'll have one more round of our coaches shows and locker room chats this week, tomorrow and Thursday evenings across our area of networks. Then those will be off for a couple of weeks for the holiday break. We'll have broadcasts coming up again across the area Friday. Turn around a week from tonight for some more broadcasts next Tuesday. And then those broadcasts will take a break for a couple of weeks for the holiday break. But big couple minutes here for Jeff West out of the timeout, now trailing 35-19. As Perry LeCompton's on a 9-0 run here. They get out of that timeout, causing a zone defense. Watkins in the right corner, closed down quickly by Baker, who's back into the game. And now another steal and a turnover for Jeff West. Here's Trindle, nearly got away with a walk, gets it to Baker, shot is no good. They call a travel.
I think they called that a travel because Trindle traveled before Baker, because Baker definitely got fouled. And somehow he got an and-one on an NBA continuation, but I think they missed the one on Trindle, and then Baker got fouled, but they had to call that travel, so they put it on Baker. But I'm very impressed with this Perry team, no doubt. I didn't expect this type of effort with how much they lost. These guys are impressing me a whole lot.
All right, now the cause, under 2 minutes to go in this third, in control at 35-19. Here is Rich, ball fake, tries to dump it inside to Morse. Difficult shot over two, no, but a foul is going to be called, and much needed free throw opportunities here for the senior in Caleb Morse.
That's four on Baker, and he thought he got elbowed, but Trindle's played pretty good, and with a 16-point lead right now, you can't necessarily be too upset with the fact that he's going to probably have to sit for a while with how well Trindle's played.
Morse hits the first free throw, 7 in the game, his first point here in the second half. He's 3 for 3 at the line. Baker is out with the 4 fouls. Trendle's in. As you mentioned again, has played solid here tonight, and there's a rebound for him off that miss by Morse.
And I was going to say, if he made that, Caleb Morse did a fantastic job off the bench trying to keep his team in. He has 7 of the 20 right now.
Here's Tyler Reed into the front court. Kniper left corner, open for 3, just grazed net. It's an air ball. And a rebound for Jason Payne, and now into the front court here is Kyle Herman for Jeff West. Under a minute 20 to go in this third quarter. It's a 15-point Perry LeCompton lead at 35-20. Herman a triple, and it's short, and Trindle lost it. He had the rebound, but he lost it out of bounds, so Jeff West fortunate to keep this possession at 109 to go. Pretty balanced scoring for Perry tonight. They got 7 apiece from Reed and Trindle. They got 6 from Graves and 5 from Dean. They get it into the corner. Payne tries and left to 3 short. And a rebound for Perry LeCompton, Colton Kniper. So now a minute to go, and the Cause bring it into the front court. Not much pace to it, leading 35-20. Jeff West man-to-man here down the stretch. Here's Trindle left side on the wing. Tyler Reed in a cut, and Trindle a beautiful find. And Reed's got 9. 37-20, the lead is 17 at 44 seconds to go. Well, does Jeff West try to keep it out of Perry's hands and play for the final shot here of the quarter? Here is Rich, left corner, Holthaus looking inside for Morse, and it's knocked away by Trindle and a steal by Reed, and now Reed lost the handle and is going to be called for a travel. Cause trying to push it, maybe when they didn't necessarily need to. There's 25 seconds left in the quarter. Now Jefferson West is going to get it back, and well, they really need to find a bucket here to garner a little momentum into the fourth quarter. Here is Rich fighting through some traffic and missing a shot inside. Payne, an offensive rebound. He'll stick it up and in. 9 seconds to go. It's 37-22. Here's Dean. Far sideline, gets into the front court, kicks it left. Kniper with 2 seconds for 3, no. Rebound by Graves, but can't get the shot up in time. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter, where Perry LeCompton is in control, looking for win number 2 on the year. Cause 37, Jeff West 22. Fourth quarter action coming up next here on KNZA.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. Join us in Horton Tuesday, December 12th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Hiawatha on Thursday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. Special guest Santa Claus will be stopping in at our Horton location Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and our Hiawatha location on Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. All are welcome.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Kansaland Radio.
Perry LeCountain outscoring Jeff West 13-7 in that third quarter, extending their lead to 15 as we start the fourth and final quarter here. Cause looking for a big seven sweep tonight here. Still early in the season. Cause with the opening possession of this fourth quarter. We get a whistle and a foul. On the perimeter, it's Connor Rich for Jeff West, picking up his second and the first foul of the fourth quarter. 37-22 is the score. It was 13-8 cause after one, 24-15 cause at the break, and 37-22 as we start the fourth. Man-to-man defense here by Jeff West. They get it inside to Dean, lost it, and hounded by Morris, trying to fight to the other side for Trindle, and that one is taken away, and a turnover by Perry LeCompton. Numbers here for Holthouse. Left-handed layup is no good, but a blocking foul. Yeah, Tyler Reed will pick up that one. That's his fourth.
Yeah, so him and Baker have four apiece as Baker's heading back to the table. And, you know, try and take a charge, but that's tough in transition when you don't really have a lot of time to get set.
Well, it's a good job by Holthouse to kind of sidestep it, to not fully go into Reed to help with that blocking foul, but he missed the first free throw here. Junior Tucker Holthouse, 8 points and three rebounds per game through the first three, has 5 points tonight, and is now 0-for-1 at the line. Baker's back in. Again, Reed with the four fouls, getting a seat. The lefty Holthouse will try to go 1-for-2. He does, and he's got six. 37-23, Perry LeCompton, 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. Here's Trindle, long pass. Into the front court, Baker all the way. A lot of contact, but an offensive foul. And Baker is fouled out of the game. Just like that, Baker is gone. And Reed, who has four fouls, has to come right back to the scorer's table. Well, that's a big loss here early on in this fourth quarter. Baker, just 2 points tonight, but... does a little bit of the dirty work.
Yeah, he's never really had a chance to
kind of keep himself consistently on the floor because he's just constantly been in foul trouble from the jump.
Yeah, but lucky enough for Perry, Cooper Trindle is having probably the game of his life at the varsity level tonight. He's been fantastic. He's going to have to will him down the stretch of the last 7 minutes.
Here's a missed three from the corner. It was halfway down and out for Rich. And speaking of Trindle, pulls down the rebound. And the cause working back into the front court here with Graves. Nice drive in. Good kick. Right side three by Esman. That one halfway down and out. And a rebound for Connor Rich. He wants to push the tempo for the Tigers. Hop steps in the lane. Contact. And a foul. I believe it's going to be a block. And free throw is going to be coming up here as Esman picks up the foul. And Rich will shoot two.
And Coach Simmons ain't happy because he's got called for two blocking fouls down here when his guy fouled on a fifth foul, but... And once again, that's another transition situation where it's really hard to get set in transition. Esmond picked it up, and Rich benefits from getting on the scoreboard for the first time.
Well, for Jeff West, who knows how many opportunities you're going to get here in the fourth quarter, especially at the line. You got to take advantage. And Rich gets his first point tonight, trying to get a second, and he does. He goes 2-for-2. And a full timeout's going to be called here by Perry LeCompton's Matt Simmons. 6:54 left in the game, 37-25, a 12-point cause lead. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNCA.
And happy holidays from Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. They want you to know that tires are much more complicated than just black and round. That's why when purchasing tires, it's important that you buy them from people who you can trust. Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire are just those guys. With the most consecutive years to date in the area, they are sure to find the right tire just for you. Call them today at 362-TIRE or visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire.
KNZA.
Boys final tonight in the Big 7. Holton with a monster win over Royal Valley. That final just went final, 63-38. So the Wildcats, a big win over the Panthers. As our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Brandon Trenton, Chance all with you here on KNZA. Call us at home, trying to complete a sweep. 37-25 is their lead here over Jefferson West at 6:54 left in the game. Out of the timeouts, Cause with the basketball. Jeff West showing some pressure here in the full court. And they get it into the front court. A lot of contact. Morse goes down, but no whistle. Here's Graves driving, and he throws it away. Another turnover by Perry LeCompton. Here's Rich into the front court, thought about a three, turns it down, now working on the left wing, drives in, kicks, and a whistle and a foul, and if that's Reed, it's five. And Tyler Reed is now fouled out of the game. So the Cause have lost their leading scorer, and then also Ronnie Baker, who's
their second leading scorer,
and there's still 6.5 minutes left in this game.
And they already have four fouls in the first minute and a half here in the quarter. So
the final 6:36, Jeff West will be in the bonus. That is something to monitor. Now Morse lost it inside, and Jeff West will turn it over. Here's Dean, coast to coast, layup good, and the foul. What a response by the Cause. Dean with seven and a chance for one more.
Yeah, and that's a third foul on Tucker Holthaus. He's got a technical. And Cooper Trendle very well could have got to because he was standing next to him in the line for a free throw, and he clapped right in his face. But I'll tell you what. Yeah, what I was going to say about Holthaus, though, is all three of his fouls were picked up because he's trying to block a shot in transition for absolutely no reason on a breakaway layup.
So they clear out, and Dean hits the free throw.
So I assume he's going to shoot the two technicals right here. So he's actually going to shoot three in a row. So he's already got a three-point play, making a four-point play, as we'll get the ball, too. So they could have a 7 or 8 point possession here.
Well, it's a big swing, and the other, no. So he goes 2 for 3. The lead is 41-25 all of a sudden.
And you already have a four-point possession.
Holthaus now with four fouls, of course, with that technical. Yeah, you mentioned what could be just a huge swing and a big one here. And the Cause get another bucket here. They got Essman in the corner. He's trapped. Get it out to Kniper. Back to Essman. Ball fakes on Payne and back up top here to Eli Dean. Certainly what we saw in the fourth quarter of the girls game, quick possessions when they weren't needed by the Cause allowed Jeff West to get back into the game. But now a turnover here by Perry. Payne driving, kicking to Herman for three. And this one, no. Offensive rebound and a shot from the elbow is no good. And Morse again will try another one, no good. Another opportunity here, and finally a foul. Good hustle by Kyle Herman on a third opportunity, and he will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, they got Trendle, yeah, for his second, but that initial three by Herman has just been the shot that Jeff West has not been able to get to go down tonight. I mean, they've had a number of open looks from the perimeter, but one of those nights where you can't get anything to fall, and that has greatly hurt you on the scoreboard.
41-26, Herman connects on the first. He's got three tonight, all at the line. And the second gets the kind touch. 4 for 4 at the stripe for him. A 14-point Perry LeCompton lead at under 5:50 to go in this game. It's 41-27. Certainly there's still time, and there's a steal as Payne, and that could be a clear path foul. Regardless, it's going to be free throws anyways. And good hustle here by the sophomore Jason Payne to force a turnover, and he'll shoot two.
And that was Essman who turned it over, and they had to foul him.
So Payne's got six in the game, and I mentioned earlier you're going to get who knows how many opportunities here in the fourth quarter, but plenty at the line. You got to connect, trying to chip away at this deficit. And the first goes to Payne. He's got seven in the game. First at the line, it's 41-28.
Similar to their girls, Jeff West has done very well at the line with their many opportunities, which is a good thing because they haven't shot the ball well, but it's kept them in the game. And
Payne short, and Herman an offensive rebound, so they get an extra try here. They bounce one inside to Morse. He gets it on the block. A little fadeaway from 15 is short. And another offensive rebound for Watkins. He'll go up, and he's fouled.
And they've been fantastic on the offensive glass because they have that size advantage, especially with Baker already fouled. He played maybe about 6 minutes total game time.
Perry LeCount and head coach Matt Simmons just screaming to his players, get a rebound. Now an opportunity here for Watkins at the line, and he buries the first. He's got two off the line. He's 2 for 3 there. It's 41-29, and just like that, still 5.5 minutes left in this game, and he'll make the second, and it's an 11-point game. 41-30. And under 5.5 minutes to go. Jeff West trying to claw their way back in it. Jeff West came into tonight's game 2-0 in league play. Saw the Holton boys already win tonight over Royal Valley. It's going to be a fun race. We'll have Jeff West at Sabetha on Friday night. Blue Jays also got a win tonight over Riverside. Now we get a whistle and a foul on Morse as Trindle was driving in. And it'll be on the floor.
Well, that's their fourth, so we're shooting.
Or they get Connor Ridge with this foul.
Shooting free throws the rest of the way.
Still 5:03 to go, and both teams, yeah, in the bonus the rest of the way. Goss throw it in. Dean's open in the corner for three. Left it short. Trindle an offensive rebound rejected by Payne. Payne sends it away, and the rebound for Rich. He'll run in transition. Up to Payne. Layup. No. Missed a reverse. It was difficult and could not finish, and the Cause get the rebound this time with Esmond.
Yeah, and Perry breaks his initial pressure.
They were able to get it up the floor, but active hands here by the Tigers to deflect that pass out of bounds.
Yeah, and good thing they did because Trindle had a wide-open layup, but they can run some clock here because it wasn't a lot of ball pressure on that last possession, at least, after they got into the half court. They can run down and shorten the game here a little bit and stall.
4:35 clock moving fourth quarter, 41-30, Cause with the lead and the ball.
Surprised they're not getting Rich. He's got probably away with a couple fouls reaching in. I mean, he's just hacking people. With what they've called this quarter, you'd have to think that they probably would have called some of this.
Well, free throws for both teams the rest of the way. We still got under 420 to finally a whistle and a foul.
You can only get away with it for so long, Brandon. I mean, you can only be so handsy for so long before they eventually whistle you for one.
Well, they get Herman this time. And now two free throws coming up here for Aiden Graves, who's got six all in the second half, but he's 0 for 2 at the line. Trying to extend on this 11-point lead. He'll cash the first. He's got seven here in the second half, and it's 42-30.
And unlike their girls, if you're the Perry boys, you got to hope to make some more free throws down the stretch and slam the door shut on
and
a potential comeback.
Yeah, just try to shorten the game. No reason to rush any possessions. Graves missing the second. He goes 1 for 2. It's a 12-point lead as we are about to hit this halfway point of the fourth quarter. They set up Watkins. He's open, but he missed a corner three. Fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going back to Perry.
Yeah, and they got Payne. The foul on Graves, so he's going to hit right back to the free throw line.
I didn't even hear the whistle, so they do get a foul.
But that's the shot. I mean, that's a wide open corner three for Watkins, and
it's a good look.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably if it.
It's a great look.
1-3, so they're probably 1 of 15 from three. I mean, they've had a lot of good looks. It's just one of those nights where you just can't get it to go down, and unfortunate because they've kept it close from the free throw line.
Graves, 8 points now. He connects on the first. It's 43-30. Cause largest lead tonight has been 16 or I think 17. He misses the second. So the second consecutive possession, he goes 1 for 2 at the line, and the lead's 13 at under 4 minutes to go. Jeff West, they need buckets and stops. And they get a bucket here.
You don't got to force a three unless it's a good look.
Nice pass. Morse missing a bunny in the paint, and Trindle the rebound. And now Trindle up the floor, leaking out, and missing a wide-open layup is Colton Kniper. You couldn't get more open than that. Herman had it knocked away, but he's called for a travel.
Yeah, he did.
Double dribble?
He was going up to shoot the basketball, and Kniper came flying by him, and he felt it, so he tried to go back to the ground. I think he drove it. There was no touch that I saw from Kniper, so he either traveled or he double dribbled, because I didn't see any contact on the ball from Kniper, so that's either a travel.
Jeff West is going to have the
ball. Did they overturn it?
I guess so.
So the official download said he did touch it. It didn't look like one from up here, but.
So technically it was an inadvertent whistle?
Yeah, so it'd be an inadvertent whistle because Kniper blocked it or knocked it away at least. But from my look, it didn't look like he touched it, but the ref down there has a better view from the bottom side. So Jeff West gets a.
Can they take
a call? Yeah, they got a score still. They get a key call. But, yeah, that's a jump. That's a good call, but it's going to stay with Jeff West.
And we're looking inside for Morse, quickly tied up by Trindle.
That was almost
a
turnover.
Pretty quick jump ball.
It was almost a turnover. But.
We got 3:20 to go. It's a 43-30 lead here for the Cause. Multiple opportunities here. And Herman gets a look from about 10 feet. Little floater is halfway down and out. And the rebound is Essman for Perry LeCompton. He's hounded by a couple of black jerseys. And now Perry gets it into the front court here with Eli Dean. Matt Simmons saying, let's slow this thing down. We're up 13 with 3 minutes to go. Let's waste some time. Good pass here to Trindle, right corner. Back up top, it goes to Graves. Back to Eli Dean. We're under 3 minutes to go. Well, Perry LeCompton again. This is their first league game of the season. There's a whistle and a foul up top as Dean was hounded by a couple of black jerseys. They get Watkins with this one, and free throws coming up here for the 5'10 junior, Eli Dean.
Yeah, and, you know, we haven't seen Gage Galley in a while. And, I mean, he's your leading scorer, and he had his 1 point. I don't know if that's an internal thing or he's dealing with some type of issue, but, I mean, in a game like this, this is where you want. I was going to say they don't really have any foul trouble outside of Holtus, who got his fourth on a technical. He's been on the bench ever since, but. They haven't had the foul trouble that Perry has. They had two stars already foul out, but we got to wonder what's going on there.
Well, Dean goes 1-for-2. It's a 14-point advantage at 2:40 to go. Jeff West, they desperately need a bucket here. It's knocked out of bounds. Good hands by Essman, but the Tigers will keep underneath. This was a 37-22 Perry LeCompton lead going into this quarter. And their largest lead tonight, Perry's has been at 17. Jeff West, they have it, but they got to work quickly. Here's Herman, left wing. He'll try a three, and it's short. Tipped around a little bit. Rebound for Perry LeCompton's Aiden Graves. And Jeff West running out of time here. They got to force the issue. A drive and kick, but there's another whistle and a foul. This time on Rich, his fourth. And this time it'll be Zach Essman at the line for Perry LeCompton. 2:18 to go, Cause 44, Tigers 30.
I mean, they've left the door open for them, but ever since that turnover where Dean got fouled by Holthaus, Essen made the first one, and he got teed up. I assume he said something that the official didn't like. Jeff West has just struggled to score the basketball. I don't know if they made any shots since then. I don't remember the exact score at the time, but unfortunate for them.
Second good for Essman, and it's 46-30 and a timeout at 2:18 to go. We'll keep it right here. Again, just letting you know, of course, the next couple of nights we'll have one more round of our locker room chats and coaches shows across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hear from all of our area coaches tomorrow and Thursday evening across 92.1, 103.9, and CARE 93.7. Our final coaches shows of the 23 portion of the schedule. We'll have broadcast for you on Friday nights and then next Tuesday. And then the broadcast will be off for a couple of weeks for the holiday break. Perry LeCompton after tonight. They're back at home Friday. They'll get Nemaha Central and then they'll go to Royal Valley next Tuesday. Jeff West will go to Sabetha on Friday. We'll have those games on KNZA as well as the Sabetha channel. And then the Tigers next Tuesday at home against Holton before that holiday break. So out of the timeout, Tigers with it, trailing 46-30 at under 2:20 to go. Picked up near midcourt by Connor Rich. Herman into the front court, right side to Morse. In the corner it goes with Cooper Watkins. Can't waste a whole lot of time here. As they get Rich in the corner, steps back for a three. It's an air ball and a rebound for Colton Kneiper. And he hands it off to Eli Dean. They'll slow the pace with now under 2 minutes to go and a 16-point lead.
Got to get it across, though. Yep,
and they do
say.
Not do so. It's a 10-second call. So the Tigers force a turnover at 1:53 to go, but down 16 at 46-30. Well, the Cougs have turned it over quite a few more times here in the second half compared to the first. They were good in that category, but it hasn't necessarily hurt them on the scoreboard. As again, they led this game by 9 at the half, and they currently lead it by 16 with under 2 minutes to go. Here's another three that's short. And a rebound for Esmond, and then he steps on the line and turns it over.
Yeah, they've had four turnovers in the first half, but they've had 10 this second half, but Jeff West has struggled to score the basketball tonight. And on a night like that, there's nothing you really do as a coach.
Tigers get it inside, a little turnaround shot, no. Trindle the rebound, and then he has it ripped away, and I think a foul's going to be called here.
They got a jump.
They call a jump ball. Yes. Okay, so no foul, so
Perry
possession
has
arrow. Possession arrow to Perry. Final 92 seconds of this game, 46-30 is the score. And there's a steal in the backcourt. Payne will take it all the way, and he botched the layup, but right there to get it, put it up and in. Is Kyle Herman, makes it 46-32 and under a minute 20 to go.
Tried to throw it down, but
just lost the footing,
Herman
bails him out. Now a whistle and a timeout is cause are having some issues getting it across midcourt. Matt Simmons has seen enough of that. He'll call a TO.
That's his last one. It's going to be a full timeout. Coach Smith wanted Dean to get called for a travel, but I think they already had the timeout call and he's walking over to the bench. But, you know, like I said, not much that Coach Smith can do when you're not hitting shots. I mean, you can't coach made baskets. I mean, they just had a rough night shooting the basketball. And, you know, maybe they come out Friday night at Sebastian and they shoot 70% from the field, you know. Well, it'll be interesting, but definitely disappointed that they're going to lose to Perry again. But when you struggle to score, it's hard to win, especially in a league as good as the Big Seven.
We'll have those games Friday at Sabetha here on KNZA. Jeff West on the road taking on the Blue Jays. Of course, you can watch them on the Sabetha channel as well. Perry LeCompton on Friday. They're back here at home against Nemaha Central. But nonetheless, Cause looking to get a sweep here tonight as the Perry girls won the opener 44-36. Perry LeCompton girls are off to a 3-1 start. The Jeff West boys were looking for a 3-1 start, but it looks like they're going to come up short here, barring an absolutely incredible comeback with just 72 seconds to go and down 14. Cause out of the timeout. They get it into the front court. Trendle layup, yes. What happens when you break the press. Trendle, 9 points, his first bucket here in the second half. We're at a minute to go, and now a foul on Trendle is going to put Jason Payne at the line for two.
No, call the basket good. Some type of basket interference. So who shot that?
It was Payne.
So he's going to get credit with 2 points. The trailing official just called.
So it was
basket interference. So
Trindle went up, tried to block the shot, and he slapped the backboard.
So
they credit Payne for two there, and it's 48-34. But the Cougs have it back, still up 14. And at 50 seconds to go, how long does Jefferson West try to drag this thing out with 45 seconds to go? Now continuing to move the clock, and they get a shot inside, and good. Esmond now with 7, 50-34. There seems to be the dagger there. As Rich lost it, and an intentional foul is going to be called here against Jeff West with 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, and it was
they get Morse with that one.
Yeah, because Graves had stolen it, and he was going to go for a breakaway, and Morse was holding him like he was a defender in football, had a big old tug of the jersey in the back. And
now, regardless time and place, that's going to be called every time.
And
Graves will shoot. He'll miss the first.
The unfortunate thing at the time of being called, though, is the game has already been decided. So
the Cougs are going to clear the bench here. Garrett Metcalf, Dayton Tucker, a couple names in here. Also, Jason Booz. As the second free throw by Graves is short, so he goes 0 for 2, but the Cause will have it, leading 50-34 with 30 seconds to go.
Jeff West didn't look like they were going to foul on that last session. They ended up giving up a layup, but I don't think they're going to foul and prolong this game. They're down 16 with just 30 seconds to go.
Graves getting it into the front court, right side, a three on the way. This one not there. Offensive rebound, though, for Dayton Tucker. And then he threw it away, and then it's off and out of bounds, and it'll go back to Jeff West with 20 seconds to go. So the Cause are going to get their second win of the year. They'll get the 2-2, but they're going to be off to a 1-0 start here in Big 7 league play. Tigers are going to drop to 2-2 and 2-1 in league play, and they're going to call a foul here with 14 seconds to go.
I think they got booze for hand check.
And Rich is going to shoot two.
Yeah. I would hope they believe that. Up 16 with 14 seconds left for Perry student section.
A pretty gritty win here tonight for the Cause. They came out sharp defensively and certainly had to battle a couple of runs, but
yeah, and
able to get the win regardless.
Jeff West closed a couple of times, but they never had a big, big run. It had a couple of small ones. He goes 1 for 2.
Morris with the offensive rebound. Final 10 seconds, another drive, and another foul. So just prolonging this one a little bit.
Yeah, and Rich is going to go back to the line, and it doesn't really matter to get this foul on. None of the guys in there are in any foul trouble. Even Aiden Graves, who's played the whole game, just picked up his first. But I would say it's kind of a shorthanded win for Perry because your two starters foul out at the beginning of the fourth quarter. You don't have Ronnie Baker pretty much the entire game.
The entire second quarter, because he picked up his third foul late in the first quarter, so Baker did not even play the second quarter.
Yeah, so, I mean, the depth was impressive tonight for Perry in this win, and they'll take a 14-point win.
Final second, little floater at the buzzer, wouldn't have mattered anyways, and that is the final horn, and the game is over. So Perry LeCompton's going to pick up a sweep at home tonight. The boys' final, 50-36. And we'll talk about it and close it out as we got our post-game show up next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Cause with the sweep, boys win the nightcap, 50-36. We'll talk about it and close it out when we come back here on KNCA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. With the holidays quickly approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like bank account numbers or your social security number, it is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Back one final time here on KNCA. Brandon Trenton and Chance all with you. The Cause with the sweep in Big 7 league play. Boys final over Jefferson West. Perry LeCompton 50 and Jefferson West 36. Trenton getting the final numbers here for Perry LeCompton, but an impressive win again for the cause in the nightcap as they jumped out to a 13-8 lead at the end of one. They got a 9-point lead at the break. It was 24-15. They led it 37-22 at the end of three. And a couple of times in the fourth quarter, the Tigers certainly had some opportunities to make some plays, but could not do so down the stretch. Ultimately, some free throws and some key stops defensively, allowing the cause to get the win, who are now 2-2 overall, and they're off to a 1-0 start in Big 7 league play. Jeff West with the loss. They are now 2-2, and they are 2-1 in Big 7 league play. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group as we go through some of the scoring numbers here. Starting with Perry LeCompton, Eli Dean led the way with 10. They got 9 apiece from Tyler Reed and Cooper Trendle. They also got 8 points from Aiden Graves. They got 7 from Zach Essman. They got 5 from Colton Kniper, and they got 2 from Ronnie Baker. For Jefferson West, they got 9 points from Jason Payne. They got 7 from Caleb Morse. They got 6 from Tucker Holthouse. They got 4 apiece from Connor Rich and Kyle Herman. They got 3 from Cooper Watkins, and they got 1 point from Gage Galley. The Tigers had 37 rebounds and 18 offensive rebounds, but just could not convert on second chance opportunities. They were 17 of 24 from the foul line, and they also had 17 turnovers in the game as well. And you got the final tallies here for Perry's side, as they were very good in the first half, hanging on to the ball. They only had four first half turnovers, but obviously that number grew in the second half. Didn't really affect the scoreboard, but obviously something you want to clean up.
Yeah, they had 11 in the second half for 15 total. They were 12 of 24 from the free throw line. So if you look back at the girls' game, Jeff West in both games, the girls and boys shot 17 of 24 from the free throw line. The boys and girls for Perry shot 12 of 24 from the free throw line.
Wow, you couldn't draw that up again.
But Perry
That's
had
very
four
intriguing.
Offensive rebounds. They got rebounded overall 37 to 29. They had 25 defensive rebounds. They had 29 rebounds. Jeff West had 37. Perry had four offensive rebounds. Jeff West had 18.
Pretty
about
incredible.
Shot making because
pretty incredible
made,
stat.
They made 5 more free throws. They only hit 1 3, and you only hit 2. You only hit 2 3, so they were just better inside. They had some runouts early.
Yeah, Jeff West only made 1 3 themselves. So both teams really struggled from behind the arc.
So I mean, that's going to happen early in the season as you're transitioning over from football. But Perry, with the depth, Zach Essman, 7 points, 6 rebounds. Cooper Trendle, 9 points, 8 rebounds. Those are guys that are playing for Tyler Reed, who fouled out with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And Ronnie Baker, who fouled out with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And he played maybe 6 minutes out of the 32 all night. So, I mean, that talks to the depth because you're only playing 7, 8 guys maybe. But Essman and Trendle essentially won you the game because they combined for 16 points and 14 rebounds, and you won by 14 points. So they were the big difference tonight in why they got the win. I've touched on it during the game. Jeff West, man, you want this one back because you couldn't throw it in the ocean tonight from the field. You just overall struggled, and you know, your leading scorer only puts up 1 point, had a number of shots in the first half, didn't play a lot in the second half, like I said. Don't know if that was an injury, something internal with the coaching staff. We're not going to touch on that, but none of the other guys were able to step up and score, put enough baskets in the hoop, but you hope to rebound against Sabetha. And for Perry, you got your feet wet in the Big 7. You looked real good tonight defensively. You only played 7 guys, but all 7 guys played pretty well.
Let's go to our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We could go probably a number of different ways here. You got to like a guy off the bench, right?
I'm looking at
a Cooper Trendle here.
Yeah, I got to give it. No offense to Zach Essman. He was great also, but Trendle,
a near double-double for him. Yeah. He had 0 points. He had played 2 of the first 3 games. He had not scored yet this season. Coming into tonight, he had 5 quick ones. He hit one of the 2 threes, ending with a near double-double, 9 points and 8 rebounds. He was averaging 0 points and 2.5 rebounds per game coming in.
Yeah, I think it has to be the 6'2 junior Cooper Trendle because he was the X factor. He won you that game in the second quarter when Ronnie Baker went to the bench with 3 fouls in the first quarter. He was the reason that it was 13-10, and he made a layup. Essman hits a 3 in the corner. He hits a 3 in transition later. He had that 5 points and that 8-0 run that separated, and I don't think Jeff West got within 9 points after that, but that ballooned it up to 11 when they really needed it in the second quarter. I think Cooper Trindle just beats out Zach Esmond for player of the game in the boys' game.
Well, it was nicely done on his part in much-needed minutes. A near double-double for Trindle. Again, 9 points and 8 rebounds to lead the way. Pretty balanced effort offensively for the cause, who again get the win. And our player of the game, once again, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us tonight. Prairie Le Compton at home, a big 7 sweep. Don't forget, coming up on Friday here on KNCA, we will have Jefferson West again, but they will be on the road at Sabetha. So, of course, you can watch those games on the Sabetha channel as well. And then for Prairie Le Compton, they will be on the road, or I should say, they'll be back at home on Friday. They welcome in the Thunder of Nemaha Central. Cause get the sweep over Jeff West. Girls final 44-36. And Cause, again, the boys winning the nightcap 52-36. For Chance Lincoln Studio, Trenton Craxter to my right, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for listening to Big 7 High School Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming. The play.